Morning. My name is Amanda Blaine. I'm a junior missions major from Shelby, North Carolina. And I praise the Lord for his provision this semester. My dad's been out of work since May. And it's just been really neat to see how God's provided every step of the way. He's just provided not only what we need, but also just little things that sometimes we didn't even take the time to pray for. He's provided overabundantly what we've needed, and it's just been really neat to see that God provides when it seems most less likely that he will. And also how he provides through his word, especially since missions conference, all the sermons have seemed to be building. And I come in each day and I'll be struggling with something or have a question about something. And it's just so neat to see God use his word to provide exactly what I need each day.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Dan Tarr. I'm a pastoral major from Salisbury, Maryland. And I had given a testimony about a guy who had gotten saved in our church a few weeks ago. Well, ever since, he's been bringing his family, his brothers and sisters, and three of his family has come so far, and he says he's got more. So we're excited to see who he brings, but I hope they get saved too.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is James Walcott, and I'm a freshman pastoral major second semester from Brooklyn, New York City. And I'd like to praise God this morning because he always provides for me. I'm so glad that he's called me here to ambassador. When I came, I wasn't intending to follow him into full-time Christian service because I really didn't believe that that's what he was leading me to do. I was planning to be here for a year and then go off and be a doctor. But after that, the Lord's opened my eyes to what he'd like me to do with the rest of my life. And I'd like to praise God that as he's called me here, there have been times where I'm not sure that I'll be able to remain just financially. But I'd like to praise the Lord because he provided $100 through the gift of a friend. And I'd like to thank that person very much. And I'd also like to thank the Lord for providing for me and for keeping me going through.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Josh Wager. I'm a freshman missions major from Portsmouth, Virginia. I just want to praise the Lord for lessons and his continual teaching. You know, you come to school and you think you know everything, and then you find out you know nothing. And I just want to praise the Lord that he's always a patient teacher. He's taught me so much this year from the beginning of just what my focus should really be on. It should be on God and not me. It should be on training for the ministry and to glorify God and, you know, not just to study and to make A's and things. And Lord's taught me a lot about, you know, where my focus should be at. Lord's just taught me a lot about provision and faith and just how to trust him for every little thing, for every big thing. And the Lord is just a continual teacher. And I want to praise the Lord for teaching me so much through the semester so far.
Amen.
My name is Elizabeth Parker, and I'm a freshman. I have so much that God has done for me and taught me this semester. It would just take all afternoon to say, but one thing specifically that I have been thinking about lately, I have the opportunity to work with our bus ministry at our church, and it's really well run. We have a really good crew, and the kids just challenge me every day. And I was just thinking about the different kids and how I just want them all. I want them all there every week. I want them all to be saved. I want to see their family saved. And some of them, it just seems like they just don't care. They come sometimes and then they don't come other times. And sometimes I just get frustrated and I'm like, just why don't you just come all the time, whatever. And so that just helped me remember that you can't change someone's heart yourself, that all you can do is pray for them. And then that also helped me, made me realize that a lot of people, most have been praying for me this past summer. And so I just really appreciate my family, my church family, and all my godly friends.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Kevin Gilbert. I'm a senior music and missions major from Scobey, Montana. And I want to praise the Lord for a couple things. First of all, for my family, for growing up in a Christian home, and godly parents that are praying for me faithfully and have raised me right in the ways of the Bible. I want to praise the Lord for them. Also for the school and for the faculty and all of you students, and just the blessing it is to be here, and all of you teachers just pouring your lives into us. I want to thank you for that. And lastly, a big praise. Many of you have been praying for our house to sell in Indiana, and today they're closing on their house. So praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Scott Devane. I'm a senior music pastoral major from Lakeland, Florida. This morning, I want to praise the Lord for His perfect will. And a lot of times, He just gives us a little bit at a time. And I kind of felt that way when I came to Bible college, felt the Lord calling me to be a second man somewhere, a help to a pastor. And I still feel like the Lord is leading me in that direction. However, I came really not knowing if the Lord would use me in the ministry. And after a couple of years, He began opening some doors and revealing His will to me. It was the summer of my sophomore and junior year, the Lord began working in my heart about adding the pastoral major to my music major. And of course, I knew at that point that it was going to keep me here a year longer. And I just wasn't, you know, sure about that, but I felt like that was something God really wanted me to do. And I can't tell you how many times this year that the Lord has just confirmed that in my heart. This is my fifth year now. And whether it be in the classroom or maybe a ministry opportunity that I've been able to partake in, the Lord is just continually showing me that this was the right decision, the right thing to do. So I praise the Lord, even though we don't understand sometime, He's got a perfect will for us.
Amen. Scott, are there any other reasons you're staying a year longer?
Of course not.
No, okay.
Good morning. My name is Joe Delp from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. I'm a freshman. Originally was taking the one-year Bible certificate, but through much prayer this semester, I've been praying that God would show me His direction for my life, and He has answered that prayer, and I know that the Lord would want me to be here longer in the ministry, preparing for God's service for my life, whatever that may be. So I'm very thankful for answer to prayer and how God has showed that to me recently and to change my major. So appreciate your prayers on that. Also, I've been praying for my financial needs with the school bill. The Lord had provided someone to put $500 on my school bill, and I'm very thankful for that, and that is an encouragement and blessing. I'm very thankful for my salvation, most of all, that we can get from none other than Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that He died on the cross for my sins, paid that penalty that I could have a home in heaven someday, as well as I know all of you are thankful for that as well. I'm also thankful for my godly parents that raised me up. It's the way that the Word of God would have me to go, and I'm very thankful for them and just the encouragement, the blessing. I'm excited to get to spend tomorrow with them as well. And I'm just thankful for this school, the privilege it is to be here, and the way that God has used all of you in my life. I'm thankful for my church family back home, my pastor and his wife and his family, and especially for Heidi and the impact that she has had on my life and the testimony and a godly woman that she has been to me. So I'd like to praise the Lord for that. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Matt Killingsworth. I'm a freshman, second man Christian education major from Greenwood, South Carolina. And I just want to praise the Lord for how He just continues to spread His word and His work around the world. One of the greatest things that I've been able to do this semester was to work in the Aletheia Project. And one of the very first days I was in there, Pastor Jay starts going on about he wants to work on the Slovenian Bible and starts talking about this little country called Slovenia. And I'm like, I've never heard of this place before. And all of a sudden he turns to me and is like, Matt, we need someone to do the research on this country for us. Why don't you do it? And I was like, okay, whatever. So I start looking around, and it was I just found out that it's this small country in Europe, only about 2 million people, but I found out that they don't have a Bible in their language. One has been translated, but it's not being printed. I found out that they didn't have any missionaries into that country at all. And I just started praying about that country, and I just kept researching, and I actually found a missionary family who was going there, and the week of missions conference, I actually discovered that they had actually gotten to the country and had been there for a while, and I got in contact with him. His name is Mr. Barlow, and he and his family have been in Slovenia for almost 2 months now, and they are working with the people, and they say people are talking to them. They're very interested in why they're there, but he says the country is very atheist, and they're very close to the gospel, but they talk, you know, they're willing to listen, and he just says the need over there is incredibly great, and I just want to praise the Lord for how He just continues to send people to all around the world to where the need is great, and that, you know, in some small way that we can be a part of that.
Amen. Good morning. My name is Esther Isaac-Flesh, and I'm from here in Lattimore. And I would like to praise the Lord that this semester I got to see the first be a part of leading someone to the Lord with John and Kevin were there, and it's the first person that I've been a part of, you know, leading to the Lord, and it just is such a blessing because it makes me remember my salvation and makes me want to witness more, and I'm still praying that, you know, the Lord will let me have someone personally that I can lead to the Lord before Christmas. But I'd also like to praise the Lord for my husband. He's such a strength and encouragement to me. And just want to praise the Lord for giving him to me.
Amen.
My name is Anthony Berkshire. I'm a junior missions major. And the Lord's done amazing things these last couple of years. And it's in spite of the fact that during my second and third semester, I went through an episode where I basically wanted to stop being here and go home and just do whatever I wanted to do. And if I had my way, I would have just been miserable. And all the blessings that he's done since that time, I would have missed out completely. But I praise the Lord that he put it in my head. The one thing that kept me from doing that was the realization that if God wants me here, this is God's will. And if I leave, I'm out of God's will. And at that point, anything I do is pretty much useless. And with being useless, I would be miserable. The judgment seat of Christ would be a horror for me. And while here, being useless, I had no guarantee that he would protect my physical health. And so the Lord using that kept me here. And maybe if you're struggling with that, you can keep that in mind too.
I'm John Isaac Flesh, and I'm a master's student. And I want to praise the Lord for three things. First of all, my salvation. I'm so thankful that God reached down and let me partake of his grace. And second of all, I want to thank the Lord for my wife. Those of you that know me closely know that I couldn't do the things that I do without her. She's a real big help to me, and I praise the Lord for that. And lastly, I want to praise the Lord for sound doctrine. The Bible says that he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And I want to thank God for parents that taught me sound doctrine. And when I was about 17, I was wanting to live my life for myself and do my own thing, but I knew I was saved, and I was just—I had that that almost abominable thought that I'm saved and I can do what I want. And I want to praise the Lord for parents that knew sound doctrine, and parents that taught me sound doctrine, and parents that loved me enough to say, you know, the Bible—you know what the Bible says is that you need to give your total life to Christ, and that doesn't mean full-time service, but it means obedience. And I just want to praise the Lord that I came to a school that taught me sound doctrine. As much as I praise God for my salvation, and I do, I praise the Lord that he hasn't left it there, and that I can get to know him more every day, and I can be used of him, and that brings constant joy that can never be replaced. So I praise God for all the book for sound doctrine.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Aaron Boone. I'm from Asheville, North Carolina. I'm a junior pastoral major. I just want to praise the Lord for just how he shows himself evident in every area of our lives. I work as a server at Cracker Barrel, and those of you who know that is not a glamorous job, per se. People have a tendency of trying you every day. And I had a rough night last night, and I got in my car, and I said, Lord, why am I doing this? And Lord brought to mind the teens that I work with on Wednesday night, my dorm mates, you folks here. He said, you're ministering to people. He's like, I'm getting you ready for that. He's like, just keep going. And I got a text from a friend that day, and she said, hey, I'm praying for you. Hope you're having a good day. And it's great to have my pastor here who encourages me every day that I see him. He says, hey, I'm proud of you, praying for you. And I was wondering, I mean, finances, of course, being a waiter, you don't see that much money come in, and you're wondering, how am I going to pay my school bill? Lord, I'm providing for you. He's like, just focus on me. And Lord just made that clear last night as I was driving home, and I just can't help but be thankful for how he shows himself evident in every area of our lives. Financially, in his calling, every area, he says, hey, I'm here. Just focus on me. And if those of you who do know me, I have a hard time doing that. I have to know how things work out. I have to know the ins and outs of everything. What happens if this happens? Those of you who know me, I drive myself crazy with that. But Lord just settled last night. He said, hey, put your trust in me. I'll take care of you. You just do your first priorities. I just want to praise the Lord for his leading in that.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Steve Heimball. I'm a senior pastoral major. And this morning in Philosophy of Christian Ed, we had a question on the quiz that said, what is the teacher supposed to do to grumbling students? And it said,
assign them extra homework. So I'm here this morning to praise Dr. Dalton. I think he's the greatest teacher ever. And the only reason I'm doing that is so we won't have any extra homework and see people in Bible Arc and Geo won't have any more math. When I first came here 3 years ago, this was the last place I wanted to be. And sometimes in between there, it was still the last place I wanted to be, but it's not that way today. And I thank the Lord for that. This was never on my list of things to do. It was Ambassador Baptist College. I'd be happy if I stayed in the North the rest of my life. But I'm so happy that God has brought me here and the things that He has done for me here. And He's changed my life completely. Totally. I was probably one of the biggest pessimists you'd ever meet when I first walked on this campus. And it's taken me a long time to clear. And I see Spurgeon laughing. He knows that. Spurgeon sat with me in chapel almost every day, so he got to hear the whole full brunt of that. But the other thing that he gave me here was my fiance, Jackie. And I want to challenge all you guys. Get somebody who is more godly than you. And they'll lift you up. And it's not that hard to get somebody more godly than me. But Jackie has been that for me. And many of you don't know her. And you might get to see her. She'll probably be here in March. And she just lights up this campus when she is here. And I'm so grateful to God for her. And lastly, Spurgeon. It's not too late to surrender to God's will to preach. Glad to see you here. I heard that. Pastor Camp, so good to see Spurgeon here. Thank you.
I just wondered, Steve, if that was a question you marked off for the Dalton quiz that you didn't answer, you know, one of those that you asked. Michael.
Hello, my name is Michael Dietrich. I'm from Camp, Missouri. I recently just switched over to admissions. Many people said, you're gonna be on a four-year before you know it. And I said, no, I said, I'm going back. I'm going to get my three-year, and then I'm going to go home and work there. But first of all, I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation. And next, I also just want to praise the Lord for my brother. He's meant a lot to me, and no, he is not weird being a teacher. It doesn't bother me that much. But also, I just want to praise the Lord for my brother, Dan. Many of you know him. Every week last year, he would be calling me and said, "You still praying about Ambassador?" I'm like, "No." He said, "You need to be doing that." I said, "I don't want to come here." And he said, "You're going to come here." I said, "No, I'm not." And we just go back and forth, back and forth. And finally, the Lord brought some medical problems on to me, and I wasn't able to go into the military. So basically, that was just the Lord telling me, "You're going to go to Ambassador." So I just want to praise the Lord for His mercy. So.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Elena Hitz. At the moment, I'm a freshman, one-year Bible. Probably going to be changing that here pretty soon. But I just want to praise the Lord, first of all, that He led me to Ambassador, and praise Him for a godly set of parents and family members that prayed for me and really pushed me to go to a good Bible college. And I just praise Him for that. And a special blessing He brought into my life. I've been praying all semester that He would give me opportunities to witness and give me at least one soul before Christmas that I could lead to Him. And I had the opportunity on the 15th to do children's church at my church. And I only had one little girl in the class. And I wasn't supposed to teach on Jesus dying on the cross. I was supposed to have material, but I wasn't able to get a hold of it. And I had to come up with something to do. And the Lord just laid that on my heart. So I went ahead and went through with it. And she's 5 years old. And she really, really wanted to pray, and I was kind of afraid to tell her she couldn't pray. I couldn't get her away from it, so I let her do it, and I told her parents about it, and they told me last night that they've been talking to her all week, and they truly believe that she was saved that day, and so I just praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Janely Duarte. I'm from Brazil, South America, and I'm an elementary ed major, and I just want to thank the Lord for my family and for being raised as a missionary kid. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I didn't want to cry. I also thank the Lord for being here, and it didn't seem possible. If you were to tell me a few months ago that I would be here at Ambassador, I would have said, no way, you know. But God just supplies every need, and it's just neat to see Him supplying everything I need. I haven't lacked anything. He has supplied everything. And I want to thank the Lord also for my family And I was talking to my brother yesterday, and I was just like, so Jed, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? He's just like, oh, we're going to, last year, this is what we did for Thanksgiving. We sat beside the pool, and we ate pumpkin pie. And he's just like, so we're going swimming for Thanksgiving. I was just like, oh, I wish I was there, you know. But I want to thank the Lord for my family. I have the best family in the entire world. I wouldn't trade them, and I'm thankful for them.
Wow, the elder. Thank you. Okay, Norman Johnston, faculty. At this time last year, sitting there listening to the testimonies, the whole idea of doing a church start in Charlotte was just a thought. And it was something that we were praying about and did not know exactly how the Lord would lead. And, you know, anytime you're thinking about doing a church start, it's like it's a fearful thing. You know, it's not just add water and boom, boom, it's there, you know. It doesn't happen that way. It's a lot of things to be considered. And then as the Lord directed, it wasn't just one church. It was two churches, Korean Bible Baptist Church and Every Nation Baptist Church. Are now 1 year later, since that last November, are now realities, and they are moving along. And I have to just look and just count the blessings. There's so many, the provisions that have been there, the answers to specific prayer. We had no money. We really weren't asking for any. We were just going to see what God could do. And I think many of you know the story, but some of you here are visiting. Here right at the very time, the very week that we were going to start going and looking for building. Very week, an opportunity came to get into a rec center in a city park for $450 a month. No other utilities or anything that we would have to pay. And that was also provided, and the Lord has provided that this whole year as we've gone along. And then the workers, the helpers, it's been miraculous to see all the ones that have come along to help because that could not have happened. Nothing could have happened there without the additional helpers. And the Lord provided all of that. And those of us that have been involved in it, it's been almost a daily thing to see we needed this and God provided. We needed that and God provided. And it's just like the whole thing has been one continual answer to prayer. To really sit and tell all the stories would take, you know, a half hour, an hour even, to tell exactly how it happened. I will share this one, and it is a prayer request as well. This afternoon at 1 o'clock, we will be meeting a property manager who is going to be giving us a key. The key will be for a 2,340-square-foot mall front. That's like a store in the Asian Center Mall on Tryon and Sugar Creek. And we will be able to open that as a evangelism center and a way to reach your Asian community there in Charlotte. And again, the whole international community is what we have in mind there. We're going to need a lot. We're going to need some help. We can put a kitchen in it. We'd like to have a kitchen, so that means a stove and refrigerator. We need a couple couches. We need a ping pong table. We need a lot of things like that. To really make it functional. And so I'll just kind of lay it out to you that, you know, if you want to get involved, I mean, we'll take it, you know. That's what I'm trying to say. But, you know, installing cabinets and putting in things like that are not my expertise, you know. But the Lord knows all about this, and we trust that in this next year we'll see a lot of people be saved and both the churches be established even better than what they are right now. So you pray for us. And, again, we give all praise to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that called for it, and he's the one that opened the doors, and he's the one that supplied everything this entire year. Thank you.
Amen. My name is Mike Davis. I'm a upper junior pastoral major, and one thing to have to praise the Lord for is his continual chastisement on our lives. Sometimes there are many times in our lives that we go through, and many times we have to be corrected on certain things that we do in our life. And this past week, I was discouraged about some things a little bit, and I even called Pastor Camp up about, and then I was just really discouraged, and I was just telling him that I don't really need to be a coward. I just need to live and do what's right. And so I just praise the Lord sometimes when he takes us to the woodshed and he corrects us, and also I do also praise the Lord this morning for godly roommates. This semester, I have been completely blessed with three roommates that I've never had before in a long time. They encourage me. They lift me up sometimes when I'm down, and we lift each other up. So I do praise the Lord for my roommates.
Amen.
My name is Elizabeth Wilt, and I'm from Forest City, and I'm an L.Ed. major. And I just want to praise the Lord for a couple of things. First of all, I want to thank the Lord for bringing me back to Ambassador, which sometimes I think, why on earth did I do this? Because I already graduated once, and I was happy with that. But the Lord brought me back, and he opened up the door, and it was definitely an open door. And I thank the Lord for that, and I thank the Lord for all the new friends that I've made here and just the encouragement that I've gotten here. And I also want to thank the Lord for my husband. And I never thought that my life was so boring until I got married, because my husband is the opposite of boring. And even though sometimes he's a little too exciting, I just thank the Lord that God has given him to me. And he's been a blessing and an encouragement to me. And the third thing I wanted to thank the Lord for was that he's giving us a baby. And I'm just praising the Lord for that, and how when I wasn't feeling good for the first couple of months, the Lord brought me through that, still being able to come to school and work and do all those things. So the Lord was gracious to me.
Hearing her testimony reminds me some of you ladies need to talk to your prospective husband's roommates before you get into the situation. Then you won't be quite so surprised. Donnie?
My name is Donnie McMenamin. I'm a senior pastoral major from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I want to praise the Lord for a couple things. First of all, my salvation. Praise God that he saved me. I'm thankful for my family and my parents raising me upright, or doing their best to. And I thank the Lord for this school. This isn't the most popular place to be in my youth group. And you're not the majority doesn't come here. I'll say that. And I praise the Lord for this school. It's a special place, and it's really a privilege to be here. God's done a work in my life since I've been here, and I'm thankful for that. Another thing I'm thankful for, two of my closest friends here at the school, and really my life, I've been praying for their brothers to get their hearts right with God. And I praise God for my brother and for God bringing him here. It's an answer to prayer to see him here, and thankful for that.
Amen. Amen.
My name is Dave Wilt from Forest City, North Carolina, and I'm a senior. I want to praise the Lord from where I was to where he brought me. When I was 18, I moved out of my house, and I lived on my own for about a year. But if it had not been for Mr. Birchwell knocking on my door, I really don't know where I'd be today. Mm-hmm. But there's more than just him in my life. Eventually, the Lord led me to go to Ambassador, and so I called up Dr. Childs. And had it not been for that guy, that godly man, I don't know where I'd be. Had it not been for my uncle's pastor, who encouraged me to go to Ambassador, and he didn't hardly even know anything about it, but he just encouraged Bible college, I don't know where I'd be. And just being here and where the Lord has brought me, gave me a good pastor, a good church, and I can't think about where I'd be. I'd be still in the world and unsaved. Just praise the Lord where I was and where he brought me.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Lloyd Hammond. I am a sophomore missions major from Ackworth, Georgia. I want to praise the Lord for where he's brought me. I've grown up in a Christian home, but I know that some Christian homes don't receive the type of teaching that I've been able to receive through my home church. We started going there when I was 6 and a half, and I've been there ever since under Dr. Dan Reed's ministry, Harvest Baptist Church. I just praise the Lord for the expository preaching, the wonderful Sunday school teaching, a soul-winning emphasis, just all the different things he's brought to bear on my life that directed me to the ministry, wonderful missions conferences and Bible conferences every year. I know that some people are saved at a later age, or maybe they come from a new evangelical background, and so when they come here, they don't have that foundation that I have, and I appreciate so much the fact, like what Mr. Radifesh was saying, I have received doctrine, sound doctrine, that I can now build the stuff I'm learning here on that foundation. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
My name is Caleb Sparks, and I'm a freshman missions major from Seven Valleys, Pennsylvania. And I'd like to praise the Lord for what how he's used people to teach me about people during this semester. Yeah, I could say I have a lot to learn about how the Lord loves people and how he deals with people. And he's taught me a lot. The Lord has taught me a lot through my friends and through the lost that I'm in contact with, that that God loves people, and we have to love them no matter what they do to us or how they treat them, because we have to go back to the Bible and see how much the Lord loves people. And I just praise the Lord for that. Secondly, I want to praise the Lord for dying for me. I have to frequently go back to the Lord's the passages that speak of the Lord's death and remember that I didn't deserve that He died for me. And I just it encourages me to remember that He has a place for me when I die, when I'm done on this earth. And praise the Lord for giving me home in heaven that I don't deserve. So just for praise Him.
Amen. Hello, my name is Joel Langner. I'm from Floyd, Virginia, and I'm a junior in college this year. And I'd like to praise the Lord for my family, for the safety that God gives my dad every time he drives to work every day. He drives 2 hours, and I praise the Lord for him because he's getting up there in years. And I'd like to praise the Lord for bringing my brother to know him this semester. Amen. And I'd like to also praise the Lord for when I was younger, the Lord, and I was in a church years ago where there was no youth pastor. It was a very, very small church. It was actually out of a trailer. But there was a lady who was overseeing the youth. And the one thing she kept emphasizing over and over again to us is Matthew chapter 21, the passage in there that talks about being faithful, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And she kept emphasizing that and that and that. And the reason that I'm here today is because of that lady's, not only her teaching, but because of her prayers, even today. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen. My name is Nathan Dietrich. Almost every day I feel like a freshman in God's schoolhouse, if not maybe a kindergartner. And I have notes. I'm going to just briefly go down through these. I hope you don't think it's mechanical, but typically a preacher without notes and a microphone is a dangerous combination. I'm thankful for the one-year Bible because it's trapped two of my brothers into coming here. And God used that time. So I hope we never discontinue the one-year Bible. It's a tremendous tool to get students here and get them in this atmosphere that they can realize the blessings of serving God full time. I'm thankful for my godly home and a preacher daddy. And I'm thankful that my dad lived at home and my mother lived at home what my dad preached in the pulpit. There was no disconnect. I'm thankful for high standards of separation in our home and the local churches my dad pastored. And that it was done, they were upheld with a positive attitude and an attitude of gratitude to the Lord for calling us to be holy as He is holy. I'm thankful for their conspicuous faith and trust. But I'm also glad that God knew that it wasn't sufficient for me to live on my parents' faith. Biblical faith is testable faith, and it's not second generation. And so I'm thankful that I could look back as God tested my faith and has grown me and is still always in the process of growing me. I'm thankful, however, that I can look back and draw on the example of my mom and dad, even to this day. More than them, though, there came a day when I left father and mother and cleaved to a wife. And I'm grateful for my godly wife, Jenny. Someone mentioned earlier, I believe Brother Heinbaugh mentioned marrying a girl godlier than you. Mrs. Comfort used to say, "So then what does that mean the poor girls have to go through marrying a guy less godly than them?" And so I'm grateful for a godly wife. But more than anything, I'm thankful for my Heavenly Father. And if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good gifts to them that ask Him? Thank the Lord. Amen.
Hello, my name is Andrew Inboden. I'm a senior pastoral major from Harrisonburg, Virginia. And there's a lot I could thank the Lord for this morning. I thank the Lord for my salvation, my parents and godly family, my church back home. Just the way the Lord works in our lives through His Word and different things, situations that come into our lives. But this morning, I just want to give a special thanks to the Lord for something that happened at Southview Baptist Church. It's where I go to church when I'm here at school. It's up in Statesville, North Carolina, and we have an RU program. And this past summer, there was a fella, he'd been coming to RU, he'd been pretty faithful to church. He seemed like he was growing in the Lord, but he had done some things that weren't right. And so pastor had, biblically, to go to his house and church discipline him and told him he couldn't come back to church anymore, which was sad because, you know, you see all that growth in somebody and it just kind of goes out the window, it seems like. But this past week, Roger came back to church and he apologized to the church for what he had done. And we restored him to fellowship. So it's just a great blessing. That's what church is all about. So praise the Lord for it. So.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Laura Dillon, and I am a sophomore church ministries major from Clifton Forge, Virginia. And I just want to praise the Lord for what he's doing at in my church back home. While I was home over fall break, we had revival meetings with Dwight Smith, and we had at least 10 people get saved. And so it was just a big encouragement to our church. And it really just came at a good time. And one of the men that got saved, there's been several people in our church that have been praying for him for a very long time, and they just didn't expect to see him get saved. So that was a big encouragement. And I also was able to hear that he got baptized at church last Sunday. So that was just a blessing to hear. And then I just also like to praise the Lord for the girls that he's put in my dorm this year and for the encouragement that they've been to me.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Melody Stelkup. I'm a freshman elementary education major from Osceola, Iowa. I want to thank the Lord for my godly parents. They raised me, and I mean, just the way that they raised me, I don't think I'd be here today if it was not for just their training. And I'm thankful that my dad had family devotions with us every night. And that changed my life. And then I'm also thankful for the classes that I have here. I must admit, especially Pentateuch, when I saw that I had Pentateuch for my first semester freshman year, I thought, oh boy, this one's going to be boring. I mean, just the name, Pentateuch, it sounds like this really hard class. And I have enjoyed it immensely, and it is one of the classes that I look forward to. You know, as soon as I get out of class, I'm thinking, wow, I can't wait to go back, you know. And it's just really exciting to see how that all of the Bible is tied together. And I had always thought of the Bible as, you know, there's the book of Genesis, and then there's the book of Exodus. And through the Pentateuch class, I've gotten to see that the whole Bible connects, and that it all points to one thing, and that is to Jesus Christ. And then this morning in Life of Christ, we talked about the crucifixion of Christ. And it really hit me. He did all that for me. And I went back to my dorm, and I was getting some stuff ready and stuff. And I turned on the radio, and the song that they played was Jesus Loves Me. And it was just such an encouragement that, you know, he loves me. And it was just a real blessing.
Amen.
My name is Amanda Alexander. I'm a sophomore elementary ed major from New Hampshire. I'd just like to praise the Lord for how he brought me here and just the opportunities that he's given me since I've been here to grow spiritually, to learn more about him. And this past summer, he gave me the opportunity to work at the Bill Rice Ranch, and I got to lead my first soul to the Lord this summer. And it was just amazing to see how God brought it all about. You could definitely see his hand in it. It's my third week of camp. The previous week had been really rough, and the third week I ended up having 10 campers and 2 church counselors, but my cabin was empty. Just the way it worked out, they were in the 2 cabins next to me, and at first I thought, well, maybe the Lord's just giving me a little bit of break. I can get some extra rest because I have this empty cabin, but it turns out, you know, it wasn't for me at all. It was for one of my campers. He knew exactly what the needs were there. There was one little girl, 11 years old, named Allie, who was unsaved, and her church counselor and I had been praying for her all week. You could see the conviction on her face after every message, after every devotion, that the Lord was working in her heart about being saved, and she's kind of shy, didn't want to go forward in front of everyone after one of the services. So I just kept praying all week that I would have an opportunity to be alone with her and where I could talk to her, because I really didn't think that she would have the courage to do it in front of anyone else. So the last day of that week, I sat outside my cabin during the rest period when they're supposed to be in their cabins resting, and
just praying that somehow the Lord would just bring her out. And she did. She came out and with her camera wanting to take a picture. And I just knew right then that was the opportunity the Lord had given me. And after we got her picture taken, I asked her if she wanted to hear how she could go to heaven, if she wanted to be saved. And she said yes. And I was able to bring her into my cabin where there was no other campers, where there would be no distractions. And I was able to lead her to the Lord. And I just want to praise the Lord for that opportunity. It was just amazing. And her church counselor was really close to Allie's grandmother and was able to call her grandmother, who had been praying for her for years, and just rejoice with her over the phone and that her granddaughter got saved. So let's praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Julia Doolin. I'm a freshman missions major, and I just wanted to praise the Lord for my salvation. December, it will almost have been 2 years of 2008 in December, I gave my life to the Lord in my apartment when the Lord just tapped on my shoulder and said, Julia, you're wrong. I'm peace and I'm love and the only hope to the world. And I gave my life to Christ that night, and there was a point where I started wandering off, and the Lord used my uncle, David Cloud, who's a missionary to Nepal, to just use him to get me straight and to rebuke me. And I'm just thankful for a godly uncle that the Lord's placed in my life to be an example to me, and that he has taken a stand for the Lord, and I have that. And also for the men and women here, the families especially, and the teachers, I've had some women in my life that have been godly examples, but really can't think of one man other than my uncle. And just to see the men that love their wives and that really talk about him has been really an encouragement to me, because I haven't seen that, and you might not think that it makes a difference, but it really does, and it has been an encouragement to me. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Good morning. My name is Molly Mann. I am a sophomore church ministries major from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. And I just want to thank the Lord for three main things. In Psalms, I believe it is, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So I want to thank the Lord for my salvation, first of all. I was just thinking about that this morning, and I'm really amazed and overwhelmed that the Lord would save someone like me, but I praise the Lord for it. I also want to thank the Lord for my parents. When I got here, I don't think I realized how much my parents really meant to me, and how much I did take them for granted when I was at home. I think that when I was here, I talked to a lot of other people and realized that my parents really are something special that not everyone has. And so I want to thank the Lord for them and for how they've raised me. And the third thing I want to thank the Lord for is my church here and also at home. I'm part of Emmanuel Baptist Church here and Community Baptist Church in Quakertown under Pastor David Smith. So I want to thank the Lord for Pastor Smith as well as Pastor Surrett. And just I've been able to grow so much and just be able to serve in the churches. And it's just been really exciting. I was sharing last night at Emmanuel that I really look forward to Sundays and Wednesday nights. It's my highlight of the week to be able to go and serve there. So I just thank the Lord for the joy and the privilege it is to serve him.
Amen. Good morning. My name is Chrissy Darling, and I'm a graduating senior, L.Ed. major from Newark, Ohio. And I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation. Not long after my salvation, I strayed from the Lord. Circumstances came in my life, and I grew really hard and really bitter. When I came here, there was a lot of things that needed to change. I wasn't willing to let go. And I just praise the Lord for Missy and just her patience with me and her prayers and knowing that she was praying for me. I just praise the Lord for Doc and just the blessing that he's been to me and just teaching me things throughout my years here. I just want to praise the Lord for my godly friends and the influence that they've had in my life. And just the change that the Lord put in my heart. He's taught me the importance of his word and of his faithfulness to me in spite of my unfaithfulness, and allowed me the opportunity to work at McDonald's and to be a testimony and to have many opportunities to witness that I never even dreamed were possible, and challenged me to get in my word and to know it in order to share it with others, and just teaching me that it's not worth it to just live your life and say you're a Christian, but to actually show that you're a Christian. Not to just say it in your words, but to show it in your actions. And how much of an influence and a testimony and a difference that makes in other people. And so this school means a lot to me. And I'm going to miss you all next semester. I'll be doing my student teaching at Tabernacle in Hickory.
and I praise the Lord for his direction. But you two can mean a lot to me, especially praise the Lord for my roommate. And she's been a lot to me this semester, Stephanie Hafner. And we've had a lot of good fellowship and a lot of good times. And I just really praise the Lord.
I'm Elizabeth Brown, and I'm a junior missions major from Suffolk, Virginia. And I just want to praise the Lord for his faithfulness. I just want to praise him for his faithfulness in answering prayers. I've seen him just this week, you know, answer little prayers. And then I've seen just things that take longer. Maybe my dad has been intern pastoring for our Hispanic ministry, and we've just been praying for a couple years that God would bring someone in to take it over, and the Lord's providing for that. And then a really big answer to prayer was this summer. My dad's mom, my grandmother, she got saved this summer after we prayed for her for at least 20 years. And God's just been faithful in answering prayer, and I know he's going to save my other relatives too. And then just God's faithfulness in directing. Last summer at this time, I was kind of wondering what the Lord would have me do for the summer. And so the Lord, he just showed me through just different things that he wanted me to be at my grandparents this summer for about a month. And when I got there, I mean, I was glad to be there, but I was like, you know, why is the Lord putting me here? And the way things turned out, my sister and I were there for about a month, and then the day after we left, my grandfather had a massive stroke, and he passed away a few days later, and the Lord just showed me, you know, that I wanted you here to be a testimony at this time. And I just praise the Lord for that, and that he's going to show me what he wants me to do this summer as well. I can just trust him for that. And I just thank the Lord for his faithfulness.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Heidi Smith. I'm a one-year Bible major from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. I'd just like to thank the Lord for some very special people in my life, mainly my parents. They've been a tremendous influence in my life and testimony. Without my mom, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be saved. And especially my dad and the influence he has in my life and just for his faithfulness. He's been a faithful pastor, father, and husband, all in one. And I, like Molly said, I really took my parents for granted. But from being down here, I really appreciate them much more than I did when I was back home. And I just didn't appreciate how much my dad knew and how much I should have taken the time to learn more from him. And, I mean, just the other day I called him up. I had a systematic theology test coming up, and I was like, Dad, I can't find the answers to some of these. And he's driving in the car, doesn't have his Bible in front of him. And I asked him a question, and I gave him the passage of Scripture that went with it. He doesn't have the Bible in front of him. He's like, oh, yeah, I know that passage. He quotes it and gives me, like, this long answer to the question. And I'm like, why do I need to go to college, Dad? You know the answers. So, but he's an amazing dad, and I don't know what I'd do without him. I just want to praise the Lord for him, and also my brother David and the testimony he's been to me. Some of you know him. He came here a few years back, but I just thank him for the time he spent with me on the phone talking to me and giving me encouragement through hard times. And both my dad, mom, and my brother have just been an encouragement to me to show me or to tell me that I need to do the Lord's will in my life and not my own, and even just giving all every area of my life to him. And I just want to praise the Lord for that.
My name is Lynetta Swaffer, and I'm a senior. And I came as a one-year Bible, and that was 5 years ago. So things changed, obviously. I changed to a missions major. And there's so much that I could say, especially most of you know that a week from today, I will be in South Korea doing my internship for 5 months. And as I think about leaving here, I'm realizing how much I had to be thankful for here. And there's so many things, but I truly am thankful for this place. When I came, I didn't really want to be here, but God quickly changed my heart. And I've just grown so much, and I've seen God become my personal God. Before, it was just the God of my parents, and I went to church and I loved it, but God became so much more personal when I came here and had a school bill to pay. And just encourage all of you, those who are worrying about that. I think every year until this last year, I never knew that I was coming back to school until about 2 weeks before school started. And Miss B would call and say, Lynetta, you can come back. And it's just God will provide for you. Amen. And sometimes I wonder, and I'm like, why are you wondering, Lynetta? He's done all this. He'll continue to provide. I'm thankful for my parents. I'm thankful that they were able to come and spend some time before I leave. And just the influence and impact that they've had in my life, just investing their life in me and my brothers and sisters. And I'm thankful for them. And I'm thankful for all my teachers here. I've learned so much from all of you and just different things, just to see your walk with the Lord and your love for us. And I want to say this specifically, and they might not like this, but the Bible does say to give honor to whom honor is due. And I'm very thankful for Miss Bradnick and just the love that she showed me. We didn't exactly hit it off the best at the very beginning, but she didn't give up on me. And the Lord worked in my heart and just changed it. And now we have a very close relationship. And the Bible says to esteem them very highly in love for their works, their labor's sake. And when I think all that she went through me and multiply it by all the girls that have been here at school all at once and all the other years, I know that she truly does it because of labor of love, because it's not always pleasant. But I just want you to know, Miss B, that I love you and that you've made a real difference in my life.
My name is Micah Besser. I'm a senior second man Christian education major. Another one to fall prey to the second certificate of Bible. that was 3 years ago. But I came to thank the Lord, first of all, for my parents. They've been a tremendous influence in my life. And another for just the rest of my family and for my pastors in my life. And even for the staff and faculty here that have been a real influence. And second of all, see, this little book, I'm thankful for this. What it is, sermons. I write sermon notes in this. And where I had been here for 3 years, and I've been taking notes on things, you know, pieces of paper, bulletins, you name it. I ran out of scrap pieces of paper and stuffing them in my Bible, but then they would get mixed up and lost. And this year, right before school started, the classes started, I was in Office Max, and I picked this up, and I was like, you know, that would be a great thing for sermon outline. I had never really had a thing, and I'm just thankful that I was able to find this, and it's really made sermon, it's sort of a habit now. And I can go right back to it. I can point out things in sermons, and it has the date and the speaker, and I'm just thankful to God that I saw that. And then another thing, I'm thankful to God for this school. And there's probably in the future, there's probably not one time I'll be able to step on this campus to where I'll be able to think of all the things that God has done in my life here and others and all the people that have been changed in this chapel building. I just thank the Lord for everything that he's done.
Amen.
My name is Sarah Murray. I'm a freshman missions and music major from Ludowice, Georgia. And first, I just want to thank the Lord for my salvation. And I did not deserve, and it just amazes me more and more I think about it, how God could just love me. And then also for my godly parents that he's given me, and that it was definitely by my parents that at first I considered coming here, and was at first I did not want to, but it was because of them I even considered it. And I've realized whenever I came here how much I had taken them for granted before. And also, I want to praise the Lord for everything that he's done with me this semester. I knew about well over a year that I was going to be coming here. But towards about last several months before the semester started, I allowed pride, selfishness, things like that to seep in, and my life was filled with hypocrisy, and I even had myself deceived, and then I got here and realized how much my focus had been off God, and I don't belong here, and then I realized God started really dealing with my heart, especially during opening revival. And I remember
Thursday night with New Revival, I had to make so many phone calls back home and getting things right, my parents, and like all through the semester, God's just been doing so much, and it's like I've never thought God would do so much in just a few months, and just to see like God used me teaching my girls in master clubs, and I want to praise the Lord for the fact that He's allowed me to lead three people to the Lord this year, and I just prayed, God, would you let me lead one person to the Lord before Christmas? And then now two of them have been are girls in my class at Master Clubs at my church, and I just want to praise the Lord for that. I want to praise the Lord for the faculty here. They've been such an encouragement to me, such an amazing influence on me. And also, it's just been one of the big things is I was talking to my pastor back home a couple weeks ago, and he was like, "So is it anything like you thought it would be?" I'm like, "It's a lot more than I thought it would be." And I just want to praise the Lord for everything He's done.
Amen. Good morning. Those of you who are in Dr. Chow's classes with me, I know y'all missed that. Anyway, my name's Troy Tucker. I am a part-time sophomore, second-year Christian education major from just across the state line in Blacksburg. And I want to thank God so much for what He's done for me this year. This has been an amazing year for me. He allowed me to go overseas for the first time and preach the gospel in the Philippines. We had an amazing trip there. We were there for 10 days, and during the time we were there, I was able to preach three times, one of which was at a youth camp, and that was just a tremendous blessing in just interacting with the Filipino people there, and just the overwhelming humbleness that you get when you realize that God's using someone like me. You know, I don't deserve to be used of God. You know, it's nothing good in me, but I'm thankful that God does use people. I'm reminded of what David says in Psalms. I'm reminded of this all the time. David said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" And I'm nothing, hey, but God's everything. And I also want to thank God for providing me with a wonderful, godly girlfriend, Liz Waters. That, again, you know, I'm humbled by how God would provide for me. And for those of you who are, you know, still praying about a relationship or whatever, I just have three simple words for you. Wait on God. And that's what I did. And I'm so thankful that I did. I'm thankful that I didn't try to get ahead of Him, but I was patient and waited for Him. And it's a wonderful thing to wait on God. And I just want to leave you with that. I thank God so much for what He's done this year.
Amen.
My name is Hannah O'Lear. I am now a freshman L.Ed. major, and I just want to thank the Lord for His provision, how He provided for me this year. My parents, my dad said that he would pay for the first year of college, but he lost his job in May, and so I came here. He still didn't really have a job, and so he, this summer, he and my brothers built a spec home, and you know, with the bad economy, it didn't seem like a very wise decision, but last week they closed, and the Lord also gave me a job here on campus, and I think I'm very thankful for the many things that He's used to prove that this is where I want you to be. And I want to thank the Lord for my family and for my godly parents and for my brothers, and especially for allowing me to be here with Justin. And I want to thank the Lord for my godly roommate. I was really worried about who I was going to be rooming with, you know. But the Lord is blessed incredibly with Elena and Tammy. And I just want to thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Betsy Friel, and I'm a sophomore missions major.
And I was just thinking this morning how much I have to be grateful for. You know, the list goes on and on. I'm thankful for first and foremost for my salvation. I was not born into a Christian home, and I'm reminded daily of God's provision in saving me, and that He would save my family. And I'm thankful that I was saved at a young age. And I'm thankful for my kindergarten teacher who looked past the schedule of that day and took the time to share the gospel with me. And my prayer is that I'll be like that, you know, and not overstep somebody because I'm so busy with that day, but see souls. And I'm also just so grateful for health. I'm thankful. Last year at this time, I was on so much medication I could barely think. And the Lord has seen fit to take me off of all of it, and I'm so grateful just each morning for the ability to take in air and breathe without it being difficult, and to stand up and not be dizzy. And it's just a wonderful thing that we take so for granted, and I already find myself taking it for granted, you know, to feel good every day and just health. And I thank the Lord for this school. This school has taught me so much, and the more I am here, the more I just want to stay and learn more. And I praise the Lord for each and every one of my professors and just godly influences in my life, my friends. And the Lord's always given me wonderful roommates, and I'm so thankful for that. And the friends that I've found in them and the other friends on campus that are just godly. And I thank the Lord for my pastor, Pastor Johnston. He's really been there for me and been an example to all of us who are at the church plant. And it's he lives what he preaches, and that's something that's just been a good example to me. And I also would like to just thank the Lord that he is faithful in trials. You know, sometimes we think Satan brings trials or something. I really think a lot of the time it's the Lord that allows trials into our life. And I'm so thankful for the ability that he gives us to be joyful in those trials, and that he gives us even our very classes. These past couple of weeks have been a little bit difficult for me, but in Romans, Pastor Camp has said over and over again, you know, it's a choice of the will. And it's something we hear, and so often it's just a phrase, but this week it became very real to me. You know, it's a choice of our will to be happy and joyful, and we have so much to be joyful and happy about. And so I thank the Lord for our classes and how they're like mini sermons, really. They're convicting, and they cause growth, and I just praise the Lord for who he is.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is Nathan Houck. I'm a senior pastoral and music major, and I'd like to praise the Lord this morning just for him, for his word, for his faithfulness. I'd like to praise the Lord for the people that he brings into our lives and to make us what we need to be, for the fact that he holds out his hands and lets us grow and picks us up and teaches us the things that we need to learn in life. And I thank the Lord for this school. I thank the Lord for the classes here. I thank the Lord, especially Romans classes here, has been a tremendous blessing to my life. And just to see the truths in Romans and the privileges that you have as a Christian and the victory that we can have as a Christian and also the choices that we need to make as a Christian. And I just praise the Lord for the fact that he's made himself real to me this semester through his word. And the Lord became real. His word became real to me. And just to kind of reiterate what I'm saying in Psalm 73, I'm not going to preach here, so don't worry. But there's three verses that have meant a lot to me in the past couple months, and I'd just like to read them. And verse 25 says, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works."
Hello, my name is Jonathan Stockton. I'm a senior pastoral major from Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I did the note thing too, so it's okay. I just like to praise the Lord for a bunch of things this morning. First of all, I wasn't going to mention this, but Romans class with Pastor Kent has been a special blessing to me this year. And wow. But I just like to praise the Lord for his word and the way that it changes our lives, even when we're not even realizing it consciously. But when we spend time in his word, it changes our lives, and his word sharpens our conscience, and the Holy Spirit works in our lives to change things. I just like to praise him for that. But last night, there was a funeral for Dr. E. Robert Jordan, who's a pastor in Pennsylvania for many, many years. And Tom and I were able to watch it, and a couple of people on the internet, they had a video. And I was sad and yet happy. I'm happy that he's in heaven. But I was sad because a great man like him, his ministry, the ministry that he started, is being torn down by compromise. And I was kind of depressed about that, I'll be honest. And thought about it for a little while, you know, it was just kind of depressing. And then I looked to my left and Tom was there. And Tom's Tom, you know, but he's not a compromiser. And then I thought about my buddy Donnie and Ed, you know, and all, a bunch of my other friends who are here because of effect that he had on people's lives. And people that I know aren't going to compromise. And I thought about all of us, all of you here, all of my friends, who are people who are not going to compromise. And I just praise the Lord for each and every one of you. And thank you for surrendering your lives to God. And we're the next people that are going to be the faculty here. We're the next people. We got to start now to behave like that, and we got to start now to live our lives in that way. Just praise the Lord for him. But I also praise the Lord for Dr. Jordan's life. My favorite verse, my life verse, is 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And it's not in vain, by the way, because of verses 54 to 57. So if you ever want to read that, it's a great blessing. It'll give you a blessing. But I just like to thank the Lord for that our labor is not in vain when we serve him. And then I also like to thank the Lord for the married guys who are here. I know we, you know, write poems and stuff and kind of try to poke fun. But they're really a blessing in my life. And they don't even know it. Most of these guys that came in with me or were here before me and are still here or came in after me. And you guys don't realize what a blessing you are. Mr. Birchwell and Mr. Reisinger and Brother Clark and Mr. Ivan and Brother Traver, all these guys, they love their families. And that's such a blessing to me to see that. And they love their wives. And they still get better grades than I do. I don't know how they do it. And I remember sitting in Greek class and looking over Mr. Clark's shoulder and always seeing that his Greek grade was better than mine. And that always bugged me. And I remember when I got within two points of his grade and I wanted to go out and celebrate. But I just praise the Lord. You guys do not know what a blessing you are and what a challenge you are to me. And then lastly, the last verse of Psalm 150, verse 6, says, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." And I was reading that this morning, and I preached that before, and my illustration was, I have breath. God wants us to praise the Lord. And so I just want to say praise the Lord this morning.
Okay. Is this Virgin? Good morning. My name is Spurgeon Webb. I'm not enrolled here, as you probably can tell, because I'm not wearing a tie. It's been 2 years since I was enrolled here in the Bible certificate, and in 2 years I forgot that I was required for chapel. So please disregard the tie. Anyway, I just want to thank the Lord for a few things this morning. First of all, for my salvation. I was saved when I was 8, and... Just want to thank the Lord that he was willing to save me. I grew up in a pastor's home, but that doesn't make you any better than anybody else. You're just as much a sinner as anybody. And just thankful that he saved me at that young age. But just want to thank the Lord again for being a personal God. I came here, like I said, 2 years ago and enrolled in the one-year Bible certificate. Somehow that hook didn't catch me. I don't know if they weren't trying to. I don't know. Anyway. But... while I was here, let me back up. From the time I was in first grade when I could read until now, I've had my devotions because it was required in my home, even before I was saved. But just having your devotions every day is not enough. You have to have a personal walk with the Lord, and a major part of that is prayer. And I'm not talking about reading a list. I'm not talking about "Bless this food in my body, amen." I'm talking about having a personal relationship with the Lord where he is your friend. He guides everything that you do. And that's one of the major, probably the major lesson I learned here at college. I really began to have a prayer life. And right now I'm enrolled at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. And whether you're on a campus like this one where the Word of God is just, you know, the name of God is used all the time and He's praised, or if you're on a campus where I'm at where the only time God or Jesus is used is when somebody's cursing, unless you have a walk with the Lord that is sincere, you're not going to make it. Mm. You can play the game here, and you can look good, and that's fine. But when you walk off the campus, if you don't have a personal relationship, you're going to go down. And if you are at a place like I am, and you have a personal walk, you have nothing to be afraid of. You know, God is capable of keeping you straight. And because of, I'm not here to praise myself at all, but because of my relationship with Him, I have no fear about speaking up in class or, you know, giving testimony that there is truth, there is actual truth. Dr. Cummins, I had personal evangelism with him, and he said, one of the major things he said was like, in today's world, you can't just start the New Testament because people don't even have a knowledge of that anymore, of who Christ is. You have to start at the beginning. And I thought, oh my goodness, because I had a pretty good knowledge of the New Testament. Because of my dad being a pastor and he taught me a lot. But going back to the Old Testament, I was like, man, I don't know if I can do that or not, you know. And so I was a little nervous when I started at UNC Greensboro. But just the first semester, you know, I had a good opportunity in class to give the gospel because of a good discussion. I love good discussion. And just, you know, I have boldness because not because of my abilities to speak or not because my abilities to do this or that, but because I have the truth. And they have no truth. John spoke earlier about good doctrine. That there's no answer for good doctrine, for the truth. They can't answer it besides make fun of you or decide to go to a different question. So I just want to thank the Lord for that. And just thank the Lord for this place. I had learned a lot of good lessons here. And just want to thank the faculty and all that they taught me, especially Pastor Camp, who's my pastor while I was here. It was a really good experience.
Amen. Good to have you back on campus, Virgin. Joseph.
Hi. My name is Joseph Han, and I'm last year missions, and I wanted to praise the Lord for many things, for His continual leading in our lives and just His hand upon us. I want to share that I was in University of Wisconsin-Madison and studying pre-med in biochemistry. And when I finished that, the Lord opened up a door in Turkey. So I was able to serve Him in Turkey for 2 years. And the end of my commitment of 2 years at Turkey, the Lord allowed me to find out about Ambassador Baptist College. So while I was in Turkey, I was able to listen to the sermons that was being preached here at school for 2 years. Two years worth of sermons I was able to hear in Turkey. And just how amazing that God's word being proclaimed here is also sounded forth in Turkey. And I just also want to praise the Lord for Pastor Johnston, for how much of a reflection of the glory of God that he is. And in one of the sermons that he preached about 3 years ago, titled "When God Is Provoked," he also addressed, you know, me before the sermon in Korean. And I just want to praise the Lord for how much of a reflection of the kindness of God that Pastor Johnston is. And he really was used of the Lord as a God's beckoning call in my life. And for also all the faculty members godly faculty members here that's been influenced in my life. And the Lord, and I also wanted to praise the Lord for letting me be part of the church plant right now of the Korean Church and Every Nation Baptist Church. And for all the godly brothers and sisters that I can serve the Lord together. Lastly, I wanted to share with the family here in Christ about the vision that God gave me up towards western part of China and Islamic countries west of China. I just wanted to share with people that that's the vision that God gave me, and I also wanted to encourage that you will be open towards Asian countries and Muslims of the world.
Amen. Amel?
Good morning. My name is Amel Smilo. I'm a sophomore pastoral major. I also started here at a one-year Bible. I just want to praise the Lord for godly friends. Last year when I came, I guess I was kind of rough in a lot of my ways. I guess I still am probably. But I had roommates, David Brubaker and Seth Pills, that were good friends and good encouragement. And also, I want to praise the Lord for Dan Dietrich. He really took me under his wing, and every morning we used to get up, and he'd come down here on lock. I'd be with him, and we'd sit in one of the rooms in Spurgeon Hall and just pray together. And he's such a good encouragement, and he really showed me a lot. I just want to thank you for all. Just thank the Lord for all the friends that I have here that are praying for me, and you know, Pastor Dietrich, and Michael also, just the good friends that they are, and the great blessings, and my pastor down here also, Pastor Kirkendall, what an encouragement he is and his family. I just want to praise the Lord for his provision and for everything that he's given me.
Amen. After Will's testimony, we'll have some more music, and you folks stay put. Will?
Good morning. My name is Will Geisman. I'm a junior evangelist major. I just want to praise the Lord this morning for just one particular instance in my life. When I was a junior in high school, on one Wednesday night, my dad said, son, we're not going to our church tonight. And I said, that's kind of, you know, that's weird. You know, why are we not going to church tonight? He said, well, I want to take you to hear this evangelist. And my dad knew that I wanted to be an evangelist when I, you know, that was the direction I was heading, that I felt the Lord was calling me to. And so I was really kind of resisting that. I was, I don't want to, you know, I want to go to our church. I believe in our local church, and it's Wednesday night, and we need to go to our church. And I'm thankful that God allowed my dad to say, no, you need to hear this evangelist. And it turned out to be Dr. Comfort, first time I ever heard him, and first time I've ever heard about the school. And because of that, I was just so impressed as I sat there and listened to him with his preaching, with his memorization of scripture and things, and so on and so forth. And because of that, I came down in the fall of 2005 and visited here, Ambassador. And ever since then, I knew the Lord was calling me here. And so I just praised the Lord. I had a lot of pressure from other people back home to go to another Bible college just about an hour away. But I'm so thankful that God led me here. And I'm thankful for my teachers, how they pushed me to be, and how they challenged me to be more of a man of character, a man of discipline. I'm thankful for that. I'm also thankful for my friends as well. I really have no friends back home. People I graduated with, they've all gone a different direction, and there's really nobody there. And so I'm thankful for the godly friends that he's given me.
Good morning. My name is David Crane, Jr. I'm a sophomore evangelist major this semester. I'd just like to praise the Lord for several things this morning. First of all, I'd like to thank him for the people that he's put in my life, my parents and my family, my siblings. I was trying to think before I got up here how I can give thanks for my siblings, because they kind of give me a hard time a lot of times. But then I remembered the verse in 1 Thessalonians. It says, in everything give thanks. So I figured I could give thanks for even the hard times that they give me. But, you know, it's really taught me a lot, because I found out as I've grown up and gotten out and become a little bit more independent that, you know what, everybody isn't nice to you out in the world. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of people that just don't like you. And they tell you right to your face, you know, I don't like you. So, I mean, I thank the Lord for that. And thankful for the strength that he's given me. There's a couple of verses in the Bible that really spoke to me this semester. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and 12 talk about the type of warfare that we're in. We are in a battle, in case you haven't noticed yet. But you're here, so I'm sure you have noticed that. And you're ready. You're preparing yourselves to go out and fight in that battle. In Ephesians 6, it talks about that. And it says, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And all that, and that's what it is. It's a battle against the devil, and I struggle with that. Sometimes I have days where I'm just depressed, and I have to seek the Lord's help for that. And I do, and sometimes I call my mom when I'm at work, and I tell her I'm having a hard day, and she tells me she's praying for me. That's a blessing to have parents that love me. I'm thankful for my dad, especially. This semester has really shown me a lot about my relationship with my dad. I haven't always had the best relationship with my dad, because I'm hard-headed and he's hard-headed, and sometimes we don't see eye to eye on some things. And so earlier this semester, I was talking to him about something, some logistics in our house. And he he said, well, you know what? You know, we can work these out. You know, these issues can be resolved, but there's something else I need to talk to you about. You know, when are you going to grow up? And when are you going to quit being led by your emotions and following what your heart wants to do? When are you going to grow up? And I really didn't want to hear that. Because I was like, well, you know, I mean, this summer I just went and traveled with Neighborhood Bible Time. I did what God wanted me to do, and God used me and blessed it, and I grew a lot. What are you talking about? But God just showed me through that there were some things that I needed to change. And praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for the faculty at this school. Pastor Johnson comes to mind. He's a blessing. You know, some of the things he says in class, they're interesting. I'll just leave it at that. But sometimes he gets a little excited about some things, and he'll go off and just tell us, you know, how it needs to be. And praise the Lord for that. You know, another verse in the Bible that really spoke to me this semester, actually a few verses, is in the book of Psalms. I'm taking poetical books with Pastor Johnson, and I'm really grateful for the insight that he has into those, and for the curriculum by Dr. Sheets that we use that shows us so much about the Bible and the actual mindset behind Hebrew poetry. But anyway, in the book of Psalms, in 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. You know, this semester I've kind of felt like that's what's happening to my status quo, I guess you could call it. Just like it's everything's being uprooted and shaken and tossed like a ship out in the middle of the ocean in a big storm. There's no direction. You can't tell direction. There's no way to tell where you are, what time of day it is. Sometimes I feel that way. But I'm thankful for the Lord and the strength that He's given me this semester and the principles that I've learned from His Word that have enabled me to do what I know to be right, even when it seems there's nothing that I can do. Just keep doing what I know to do, even though I can't figure out what's going to happen. And then one more thing, and I'll be done. I could say a lot more, but talking about doing what you know to be right, even though you don't know why you're doing it sometimes. Pastor Camp in Greek class always telling us, you know, he'll talk about something new in the grammar of Greek, and then he'll say, why is it that way? Well, I don't know. Just do it. Don't worry about why. And I thought about that. And that's a good principle, not just for Greek. It's a good principle for life. And he's taught us a lot about life in Greek. That's a blessing to see that practical application from Greek and all the other classes I've been taking this semester. So praise the Lord.
Thank you for that sermon, David. So he loves to preach, doesn't he? All right, for those of you that are here, let's be sure. We want to give everybody a fair shake. So I want to try to combine everything that God's done in your life in a semester into just a short period of time. Now, that's unfair, isn't it? All right, so let's continue on, Seth. Don't feel too rushed, though. All right.
All right, I'll try. My name is Seth Pills. I'm a junior evangelist major. I'd just like to thank the Lord for His providence and how in the world He brought me to here, to Lattimore. This really struck me in the past couple weeks because my grandfather died and we went up to Wisconsin where my roots are at, and I got to see all my relatives and see my hometown of Milwaukee, which is not much. It's the beer capital of the world is what it's called. And I was really thinking about, man, God has really worked through trials and through blessings to bring me where I am, just to teach me more about Himself. I mean, where we lived in Milwaukee, the town stinks. It smells like a big rotten apple because of all the beer factories around, and everyone drinks beer around there. And we lived in government housing there, so we lived in a bad neighborhood in a bad town. Mm. And me and my siblings, we went to public school, and I was a brat. I was a demonic brat. And but God worked, and God used my parents to spank me and. But just God worked. My parents were first-generation Christians, and God brought us from Milwaukee to Greenville to Pensacola. And and me to hear, and just taught us more and more, my family, more and more Bible along the way. I'm thankful for my parents as well. And one thing they've taught me through it all, and how in the world I am here, is my parents, they taught me how to have a personal relationship with God. And they were just personally obeying God each step of the way. And I'm thankful for God's providence in their lives. My dad, my mom, I think they were taught a personal relationship with God because their parents were divorced. And that instance in their lives was a work of God because it brought my parents closer to God. Because they couldn't have parents to teach them, okay, this is what the Bible says, this is what Christians are supposed to do. The Bible told them what they were supposed to do. And that drove them to the Bible. And that just, other things, my dad was, since my parents were divorced, my grandparents were divorced, my dad was searching for God, and he went to a Bible study, and God used the most unlikely people imaginable. God used Jesus people, which are like Christian hippies, to bring my dad to the Lord. But he was a Bible study. My dad got in the Bible. Hmm. I'm just thankful for my parents and for God's providence.
Amen.
My name is Jason Sorensen. I am a freshman missions major, and there's so much I could praise the Lord for in moving my family, my wife, and my three children down with me from Minnesota this last March. But there are two shining moments of this past year that I'd like to praise the Lord for today. The last Sunday in June of this summer, my oldest son, Alex, who's 7, surrendered to the Lord. And we've had a lot of talks with our children about sin and death and hell and salvation. And at the end of each of those talks, I'd always ask them, well, would you like to pray to the Lord and ask him to save you? And I was like, no, Dad, not right now. But the last conversation we had, I asked him, and he said, yeah, Dad, I want to be saved. And then my middle son, Daniel, at the Landmark Conference. It's Wednesday morning, and I really don't remember what was being preached because I kept feeling this tug in my arm, and it was my middle boy, and I just thought, you know, he's fussing. He just doesn't want to sit still. But at the end of the message, I finally turned to him to see what he wanted, and he just looked up at me and, Daddy, I need to be saved. So I just want to praise the Lord. If he had no other plans for my life, the move down here would have been worth it just for that. And now we are praying for the salvation of my young daughter, Isabel, so I'd ask for your prayers on that. But I just want to praise the Lord for saving my two children.
Amen.
Hello, my name is Deborah Lopez Rosa, and I'm a secretarial major. And I'm really thankful to the Lord for multiple reasons, but right now I'm just going to say four. And the first one is my salvation. I'm really thankful for God for that. And that my dad, he was a missionary, you know. I got saved while we were in deputation. And I'm very thankful for the Lord, for my father, that he was willing to take the time out of his busy deputation life and just sit there with me and talk with me. And I'm thankful, too, for this country, because if this country were in the college weren't here, I wouldn't be able to serve the Lord and be prepared to serve the Lord. And I just want to thank the Lord for all the government people up there that they let me come here, and I want to thank the Lord for you guys too, because me coming from Spain, a different country, a different culture, different language, and you guys are very patient with me, my English, and trying to understand me and laughing when it's not funny. And I just want to thank you guys for being my friends and for being there with me. And when you guys see me a little bit discouraged, you guys come, and it's just a real blessing. I want to thank Heidi and Molly and all those other Pennsylvania people that are really great, and all the other ones too. And just want to thank you all for everything that you have done for me. And You can't imagine what's coming to another country. And I thought everybody here would not like me and they would hate me, you know. I'm from another country and I have an accent. And I just want to thank the Lord for y'all that were willing to just be my friends. And thank you for that. And when I think of my family, I have my notes in my hands. I want to think of my family that their Christian life isn't just the Christian life of in the good times. Right now, my family, since like 3 months ago, or like multiple trials are coming, and they're not small trials, and they're big trials, and it seems like I saw that they were strong in the Lord before the trials, and you know, you have the tendency of thinking, well, they're strong now, but you know, who knows when the trial comes. And I just want to thank the Lord that, especially my sister and brother-in-law right now, that they're sending me emails, and they are having this problem about the van is getting worse and worse. And they just send these emails, and they're just so encouraged in the Lord. And they're just praising the Lord for this trial. They really are. They're thanking the Lord for it because it's strengthening their faith. And they send a general email to all the Christians from their mission board and everything. And even emails from South Africa and from Burma have come, and just saying that they're praying for them, and a lot of money has come in because of this trial to help them out. And I just want to thank the Lord for Christians out there all over the world that they're willing to pray for us even though they don't know us. And I just want to thank everybody.
Amen. Elizabeth?
Hello, my name is Elizabeth Townsend, and I'm a sophomore music major from Stratton, Maine. I would like to thank the Lord today for his enablement. Many times on visitation, I feel like, you know, Moses, how he expressed that, I can't speak. And I thank the Lord that a few weeks ago, the Lord brought to me a little girl who needed salvation, and that I was able to share the gospel with her, and that she got saved.
Amen.
Good morning. My name is James Hearn. I'm a sophomore pastoral major from California. I just want to praise the Lord for a couple of things right now. Definitely for my salvation 6 years ago. I wouldn't reach up to God, but he reached down to me and saved me. And I want to praise the Lord for that. And praise the Lord that my parents are patient with me. And that even though I professed to be saved, they, instead of questioning it, they accepted it and told everybody about it. Also want to praise the Lord for parents that kind of take you back in a sense. I moved out of the house in 2007, was completely independent until the Lord did some things in my life, brought me here, and I had to call mom and dad and say, all right, I'm back under your wing again because I'm going to need your help. And I praise the Lord that I just had parents that were patient with me, have been patient with me, and still love me, even though I've run them through so many things. One thing I told myself I would never do is break my mom's heart, but because I was the one who was trying to do that, I was the one who did that before I came here. And I'm just thankful for my mom that she forgave me for all that. Also want to praise the Lord for the local church. I go to an awesome church up in Fletcher, North Carolina, and we had Thanksgiving service last night, and I'm just so thankful for that church. They're giving for me and Ed and another college student from Crown that goes there. And you know, if it wasn't for them, I would have lost my job because my car wouldn't be back on the road, and things like that. And just, you know, we have a great pastor who preaches the word, who gives us what we need to hear and helps my spirit eat, because, you know, boys got to eat. And it gets me full every time I leave, and I love it there. And I just want to thank the Lord for my friends here. You guys are my friends. I basically forsaked all and came here and got made fun of. And I have no more friends in California. In fact, my parents moved, so I don't even have a house. I just have a storage facility. And you know, this is home for me now. You know, I just kind of lay where I can, I sleep where I can lay my head. And you guys are my friends. And just want to praise the Lord for you guys for being patient. You know, how I just came in and was a fighter and was just heartless and things like that. And as the Lord has broken me and humbled me, how are you still around? And, you know, that means a lot to me. And so I just want to praise the Lord for everybody here, for what he's done in my life. And, just remember, and for Greek class, it's a challenge. And you know what? That's what I need. My dad did that growing up, challenged my manhood, you know, test of my character. And Pastor Camp does that a lot. It's like, I'm challenging you. Are you going to be a wimp about it and cry? Or are you going to step up to it? Because I sometimes like, oh, no, got a hard test. And it's like, you know what?
I'm thankful for that now because it's exactly what I've needed this semester. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Luke?
Morning, y'all. My name's Luke Prane. I'm a senior pastoral major. Just also, as James mentioned, I'm really thankful for Greek class this semester just with how much it's opened a window for even with evangelistic preaching, just helping me out with preparing my messages, but just especially with Pastor Camp in there just challenging us to think things through and just to think. And I know that's one of my greatest faults is not always thinking things through before I do them. But just the fact that it's taken the teachers probably this long to finally get me to slow down, think things through, as he gave the illustration in class today, just of when some people give the test, you start hyperventilating, you've got yourself all worked up. If you just slow down and think about it, you would be okay, and you would be able to take your test a whole lot easier. Just the second thing I'm thankful for today is just my parents. My dad has been a full-time evangelist ever since he's been out of college, and they've lived by faith. He hasn't worked a job. And just the thinking back on that, just as a kid, you didn't really think about it much, just what all the sacrifices they had to go through. And when you think back about it, I'm just really thankful for the sacrifices that they have made and just living the testimony of living by faith and just seeing it through them and just all the lessons that it's taught me. They have definitely been living, and as they taught, like Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not in thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. They have definitely lived that, and if people were to ask me who's the greatest man of God in my life, I would definitely have to say Kent Prane. But I'm just very thankful for my parents. And then just also very thankful for my friends. And just, I know with me being around here for so long, a lot of them have moved on, and it's like coming back after sitting out, it's like, well, a lot of my friends are gone. But just I'm really thankful for the ones that are still here and the new ones I've made this semester that have just taught me many great lessons. And then there's just two in particular that I'm really just thankful. They probably don't know how much just of a blessing that they've been to me, just either with a listening ear and just encouragement. But I'm just really thankful for Scott Devane and Steve Heinbaugh.
Hello, my name is Devin Bard. I'm a one-year Bible student who's going to graduate in May. The Lord's really been working in my life. He's given me the call to preach, and still not sure where I'm going to college, but I know I'm going to be a preacher. I came into college knowing that I was saying, you know, I'm going to go into business and I'm going to make a whole lot of money, and you know, I'll give a whole bunch of money to God and stuff. But he's taught me that, you know, why does he need any money? He owns a cattle on a thousand hills. So he's really been working in my life that way. There's so many things I'm thankful for. He's just done so much in my life. He's provided a way for me to come to college. I never wanted to go to this college, but somehow he brought me here. And right before I was going, I didn't even know why I was coming here. All I knew is the Lord wanted me here. When I was like 3 or 4 years old, I had a great aunt that I used to go visit after coming back from the Catholic Church with my grandparents. And she was a really poor old lady, and she died when I was like 4 or 5 years old. But about 3 days before I left for college, after I had yielded to God to come to this college, my grandmother, who's got a terrible memory, she can hardly remember anything. She's got her good days and her bad days, but she's got a pretty lousy memory. She said, "Oh, I just remembered something. Your great aunt there, Matan Cecil, she right before she died, she had given me $1,000 to give to you. So I'd like to pray for college." And I'd really like to praise the Lord for God's provision, how he's provided for me before I even knew what I needed. When I heard that, I couldn't believe it. You know, I know if I had done anything else or gone anywhere else, the Lord would have, you know, wouldn't have allowed her to remember that. But he has. I'd like to thank the Lord for the church I go to. You know, what other church can you be an usher one day and the janitor the next day and get to set up the church sign every Sunday? And I'd like to thank the Lord for Pastor Jay, how he's for the messages that have worked in my life through the church I go to. And that's it.
Amen. Charlie?
Good morning. My name is Charlie Salcedo. I am a senior second man Christian education major and missions major. I'd like to thank the Lord in particular for his grace in my life in these areas. First and foremost for saving me, just bringing me to, I was not raised in a Christian home, and I wasn't exposed to any but gospel or Bible influence until after I left home at 18, and he, through a number of different circumstances, placed me in Hawaii and put me with a Christian coworker and with other Christians on base that came around and witnessed to me. And through the influence of these folks, actually through the influence of two folks that had come to school here that had gone back to Hawaii, the Lord worked in my life to save me. And then also for his grace in calling me here. Through those, he used the influence of those two people to lead me here. His grace and restoration. I was expelled last semester, or excuse me, not last semester, last year. Actually, right a little bit before this time, for just foolishness, really, the sin. But I praise the Lord that he has allowed me to be able to return, to be able to continue and finish all my studies, and also for the grace that the faculty and staff have shown, not just in this semester, but just throughout my time here in investing into me. I know there was a long time where I thought, wow, why are they, why are they on me? It's like they're out to get me kind of thing. And I really, the Lord woke me up and showed me it, because life's not about you. The ministry is not about you or getting glory for yourself. It's not about being some big name or some big man or something like that, but it's really about God. And you got to be clean, you got to be humble. And I praise the Lord for just the testimony, the influence that the faculty and staff have been here and in the classes, that everything has always been about a focus on the Lord and doing something for the Lord, and that the Lord's high and lifted up. And I also want to praise the Lord for the roommates he has given me. I share a trailer off campus at Ambassadorville, and that the roommates that I have been they've been a challenge to me, and it's been a real blessing and encouragement just their zeal and their fire to want to serve the Lord. And the last thing was for his grace and just seeing it manifest in the Allgaier family. The Allgaiers are, Mr. Allgaier is the guy that goes to our church. I go to Berean, and he had lost his grandson and his nephew last Sunday in a boating accident. And they were, I think, 14 and 16 respectively, and they drowned. The funeral was held at a Southern Baptist church that the nephew had gone to, and I didn't know what to expect. And I had prayed that the gospel would be shared there. I'm sure a number of other people had been praying for that. But I was praying in particular that you would have a very clear gospel message presented. As the funeral was being held, the music wasn't necessarily the greatest. It was actually terrible. But the preacher, the pastor, when he got up to preach and to conduct the funeral, he went through very thoroughly through the scripture, presenting very clear and detailed the gospel. And he held his invitation a little different than what we might, whereas they didn't have personal attention, personal workers. He just asked just for people to pray, and then that they would raise their hand. But he didn't personal workers that actually approach the people. But I do praise the Lord for, because with the exception of his wife, who's still not saved yet, but a large number of his unsaved relatives were there. And I'm not sure of the other people that were in attendance. I'm sure there was a lot of unsaved people there. The place was packed out. But I'm very thankful just to see that God answered prayer and that the gospel was very clearly presented. And I know he's working there. I'm going to rejoice in seeing what's going to come out of that. And I just want to praise the Lord for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
My name is Carlos Adami. I'm a transfer student from Faith Baptist Bible College in Ankeny, Iowa. And I just want to praise the Lord, first of all, for my salvation. And then I want to praise the Lord for giving me evangelistic verses. One of my favorite verses is Romans 15:29. The Bible says, "And I am sure that when I come unto you, I will come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ." Mm. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful this year. I'm praising the Lord for two friends, specifically John Beasley and Ryan Griffin. They just made such a great impact in my life. When I first arrived here from Iowa at Emmanuel Baptist Church, a church that's alive, that's well worth the drive. Believe me, I drove over 1,000 miles just to visit Dr. Surratt's church. These young guys said, "Hey, let's go to the truck stop ministry." I said, "Are you guys nuts? I don't do very good with truckers and bikers." But I said, "Okay, let's go." And the first time I went, I led a man to the Lord. It was powerful. I believe when you lead a soul to Christ, it is breathtaking, heart-pounding, earth-shaking, and you'll never be the same. Mm. And God's given us over 17 souls this last year, one lady. And then God's also given me the privilege to lead 6 souls to Christ. My highlight of the summer was when I led a pastor's son to the Lord. That was powerful. Dean Hansen, another older student here, he saw me, and we were floating. It was a blessing. So I just want to praise the Lord for what he's doing in my life. And Ambassador Baptist College, there is no place like this place, nowhere near this place. Mm. So this must be the place. So I thank you for that.
Amen. Good morning. My name is Annie Marshall. I'm a senior missions and secretarial major. And I'd first like to praise the Lord for my salvation. I look back at my life, and sometimes I wonder how in the world I am here. But I know it is by God's grace alone and by his working in my family, my unsaved family, that they put me in a Christian school when I was 5, about almost an hour away, and they didn't want to put me in public school. And through that, 13 years later, as a senior in high school, I got saved. So I praise the Lord for my salvation. And second of all, I praise the Lord for the power of prayer. The song we last sang was "Thanks to God for my Redeemer." I'd never heard the song before. And verse 2 says, "Thanks for prayers that thou hast answered. Thanks for what thou dost deny. Thanks for storms that I have weathered. Thanks for all thou dost supply. Thanks for pain and thanks for pleasure. Thanks for comfort and despair. Thanks for grace that none can measure. Thanks for love beyond compare." The Lord has really shown me the power of prayer this semester. Beginning of the semester, you know, when you have a car, you drive people to church all the time, especially freshmen who are looking for a ride. A lot of them were praying about churches. And I said one thing that I guess I believe but never really experienced was that prayer is what moves the heart of God. And I said that, and, you know, the Lord has worked in my life, especially the past year, 14 months or so. The Lord has really worked in my life and completely done a 180. But I want to praise the Lord for the power of prayer. The past 2 weeks, the Lord has specifically answered small things, not necessarily big. There's been one or two big things that the Lord has specifically answered for me. And I've learned the power of specific prayer. Sometimes we say, you know, "Bless my family, bless the teachers, bless ambassador, da 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 da." But we don't say, you know, "Lord, I pray specifically for this. I want this to happen today." And I know 6 days in a row last week, the Lord specifically answered each one of those prayers. So I do praise the Lord for the power of prayer, that we do have communion with him. And I also do want to praise the Lord for ambassador and how I found out about this. My church, we only had one person go to ambassador before me. And that's just how I found out about it. And I really praise the Lord that there's a school that stands on the Bible. I think the Lord for the pulpit, the preachers that we have in the pulpit, how it affects my heart, and so many other things to praise the Lord for, but especially the power of prayer.
Amen. Thomas.
Good morning. My name is Thomas Delp. I'm a junior pastoral major from Quakertown, Pennsylvania. And before I started, I talked with Brother Tim Kelly yesterday, and he told me to promise him that he would say that I would say hello to everybody. So, Brother Kelly says hello. It's amazing to me, as I think about a lot, that God saw fit to give us a complete, inspired copy of his word. And through that, on October 17, 1999, through the preaching of his word, I trusted Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm so thankful for that. And I thank the Lord for bringing me here. I thank the Lord so much for godly parents that he has put in my life. And I also thank the Lord for the coolest fifth and sixth graders in the world at Maranatha Baptist Church, my class, and they're just amazing. And the Lord has taught me a lot through them. And I also thank the Lord, like to thank the Lord this semester for my classes, but especially for homiletics class. And God has taught me a lot, and it's, through that class, it's just so exciting just to learn a lot of different things about preaching and how to look for things and how to figure out stuff. And one of the best privileges about that class is that I get to learn from a true man of God that knows about it. Pastor Soretta, I thank the Lord so much for that. I praise God for local churches around this world that are doing what's right, that are staying true to the Word of God. I thank the Lord for Maranatha Baptist Church and for Pastor Camp and for Pastor Dietrich and Pastor Hankey and for Community Baptist Church, Pastor Smith and Pastor Gruber in Alliance, Nebraska, starting a church out there. And God's just so good.
Amen.
Hi, wow, this is a lot bigger than personal evangelism class. I am Karen Bontrager. I am from Philadelphia, Missouri, and I am a freshman music major. And I just want to thank the Lord for conviction. The past couple years, I have been very rebellious, and my parents knew that something was wrong, but they didn't know what it was, and I had been getting into the wrong kind of music and the wrong friends, and just a lot of bad influence on my life that I had thought that I was strong. And these were friends that were Christians, but that they had fallen, they were taking me with them. And my parents just knew that I was rebellious, but they tried to get through to me, and I just grew farther and farther away from the Lord. But I thank the Lord for my youth, or my assistant pastor and his wife back home, Pastor Dan and Heidi Fox. They were just a really good influence on me, and they told me about this college, and they were both here. And Mrs. Fox was a music major, and she said, you know, with you playing piano and violin and everything, you need to go and major in music. And I always, you know, I had surrendered to the Lord a couple years ago, but music was mine, and the piano was for me, and I hadn't surrendered that. And we came out and visited in April, and my parents felt a peace about coming here, and they said, you know, we feel a peace. What do you think about it? And I was like, oh, okay, I feel peace about it. I didn't want to come, but just to kind of get them off my back, I was like, sure, I feel peace about it. So we kind of made plans about it, and I was just rebellious all summer. And I held out all the way until the last night of opening revival, and God just completely broke me. I came forward and prayed with Miss B, and I just completely surrendered everything, my music, my life, and everything. And I have had such peace and joy, and it's exciting. But then also with the missions conference, I felt I've not had a calling necessarily. There's a difference between burden and call. But I just feel a really big burden for missions, and I would love to be a missionary, but it all depends on what God has called me to do. But I just want to thank him for conviction, because I had prayed. My heart had grown so hard that I had prayed for conviction, and I just didn't feel anything. You know, I would go through weeks after week of sermons, Pastor Dietrich, wonderful sermons, but I just wouldn't feel anything. And I would pray, Lord, please just break my heart. Do something so I can feel something again. And so finally he broke me, and I was just really thankful for that.
Amen. Ed? Well, I'm Ed McManaphin from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I just want to thank the Lord for all the faculty and even a lot of students here that just exemplify godly character and really are a rebuke to me a lot of the time. And also thankful for my family back home, and just having a family that supports me. Some of you guys get up and give testimonies about parents that aren't saved, and I'm just really grateful for parents that are happy when I do the right thing. And Donnie's testimony didn't prompt me to do this, but I'm really thankful to have a brother here that is real encouragement and a rebuke to me, and it's just the best blessing in my life. I'm just thankful for all you guys here, too.
Amen. True.
Hey, I'm Drew Pelletier, freshman pastoral major. First off, I want to thank God for being who he is. He's a perfect, omnipotent, omniscient, all-knowing, loving God. He's helped me so much this semester. A lot of you know at the beginning of the semester I was praying for a job, and I applied at over 20 places looking for a job, and God provided a job at McDonald's, and I'm in the back flipping hamburgers and stuff, and I'm working a lot of hours, not by my choice. I told them 10, 15 hours, they gave me 40. I was like, okay, God, whatever, your will is perfect. And I want to thank God for just guiding me and helping me through this semester. I'm getting in sometimes 2 in the morning. I'm having 7 o'clock classes. I'm telling my managers, hey, guys, I got to go now. And God's just helping me. Sometimes I'm running on 3 hours of sleep and all. And I know I can't do it personally myself. But God's there to help guide me through, push me along. He's like, all right, Drew, I'm going to have you do this now. And he's helping open up the door for opportunities to witness at my job and stuff. Last night, there was a guy talking to me about religion, and he was like, so what's the difference between, like, Catholics and Baptists and all this stuff? And I got to help explain through him there, and then I had a girl from the back, she's like, well, I'm a Catholic. And I'm like, well, okay. And then he's just helping me. There's a guy at my work who's a pastor's son, youth pastor's son, and he's kind of fallen away from God. He's gotten in the wrong crowds. He's doing some of the wrong stuff. But last night he came up to me. He's like, Drew, I want to thank you for being such a good influence in my life. And I can honestly say it's not me, but it's God. God's just helping me through this semester. I also want to thank God for my family and for this college. For those of you that don't know, my grandpa kind of founded the college. And actually, I remember I have a family video of me, like, I think it was the first couple days back from after I was born. I'm here at Ambassador. So I've been all around the country, and people are like, well, it's kind of foreordained that you should go to Ambassador. Well, I was like, but really, it wasn't. God just opened up the door. He made it so obvious that this is where he wanted me. And with him guiding me through the semester like he is, and sure, I've had some rough patches, like this morning. I had my alarm at 5:30, woke up at 7:30, missed class, which wasn't that great, but God's just helping, guiding me through the semester and making it obvious that it's his will for me to be here so I can be a better tool for him.
Amen. Kenny? Good morning. My name is Ken Hafner. I'm a freshman evangelist major, originally from Ohio. First and foremost, I'd like to praise the Lord for my salvation. When the Lord saved me, he restored me to a relationship with him. He delivered me from the power of sin, and he delivered me from the fires of hell, and I'm so thankful for it. And three major things have happened in my life, though, this year, in this past semester. My dad lost his job in January, and I've already given a testimony of this, but I'd like to do it again. My dad lost his job in January, and this past semester, the Lord's given him a job. We've added 2 more people to our family. We've adopted 2 children. And we also moved down here to Lattimore. And it's just a real blessing to have my family around. I'm so thankful for my family. I've been raised at a godly family, and I'm so thankful for it. Praise the Lord.
Amen. After Jonathan's testimony, we'll have a song by the quartet, and we'll talk about the offering, and then we'll conclude our service today.
Morning. I'm John Highhouse. I'm a sophomore pastoral major. And I really want to praise the Lord today for godly friends I have back home. Over this past year, but specifically this past semester, I've noticed great spiritual growth in several of them. And right now, one of them is a senior in high school, and he has been really thirsting after the Lord and seeking the Lord. And that's really exciting to me. But also, 2 of my friends at Bob Jones, the Lord this past semester has called both of them to unreached people groups in Africa.